If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Did you like math in school? I feel like it's a certain type of person that really enjoys math. I really liked math, and I was kind of surprised about that. I loved formulas, and I loved the predictability of it, but I didn't know there was a thing called heart math. Heart math? How does this make your brain happy? Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into the simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today, we're going to be doing some math together. And I know you're like, I thought this show was about being happy. That'll make me happy. Listen, y'all, this is heart math. And I learned one of the most interesting facts in this conversation that you are about to hear. But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, if you are into outside-of-the-box ways to stay mentally healthy and keep that brain of yours happy, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. And if you haven't done so yet, leave us a review. Kind of like Eddie Brown did when he said, I love the idea of flipping the script on mental health. Living with OCD for the past 18 years has been a challenge. There have been many laughable moments. So looking forward to this. Big thank you to Eddie for dropping us that line. And again, if you will, I'll make sure I give you a shout out on the show. Now, heart math. I connected with Janet van Buwel out in the Netherlands, who is a rapid transformational coach and a heart math coach. Zero idea going into this conversation what heart math was. She said, what do you want to know about it? And I said, give it to me straight. What is heart math?
Well, heart math is a really fun system, and you can measure your heart rate variability. And what is it, your heart rate variability? Well, I would think before I knew heart math that when your heart rate is 70, it's just 70 and it beats regular. Yeah, that's not the case. It can beat in a smooth pattern, and it can beat in an irregular pattern. And then it can be that it's what is called incoherence. You have that when you have stress, and that also influences your brain function. So if you're irritated or anxious or frustrated, it becomes very difficult to think. And your heart really has an effect on your brain. And your brain releases cortisol and it raises your heart rate. And heart math is an amazing tool with really easy techniques to get a coherent pattern.
Let me make sure I'm understanding this. My heart can be beating at 70, but you could have different patterns within the 70, one that indicates stress and one that indicates not stress. So we're not just looking at the rhythm of it or how fast or slow it is. We're actually looking the way in which it's beating, and that's heart math.
Yeah, scientists measured the time between the heartbeats. So it's like this. And when the time is coherent, it's the same, then you have a smooth pattern, and then everything in your body is working in sync, and your brain and heart are working in sync. But when it's beating like this, it can also be like 70, but then it's irregular, and it also has an effect on the automatic nervous system. And then that is what is called brain fog. You cannot think.
So I wondered what causes these irregular heart patterns.
Well, it is influenced by the breath. So by taking some time to breathe and do a breathing exercise, you can make it regular again. But yeah, you barely notice it when you have stress because most of the times you're the last one to know that you're stressed. But yeah, it's influenced by the breath and just by having stress and cortisol.
I had to know what's the practice. Like if I have an irregular heart pattern and I come to you as a heart math coach, what do you do about that?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that we all have it during the day, an irregular heartbeat, and it isn't a problem at all.
It's really
just, it's really normal because you go during the day and you do have stress. You cannot avoid stress. But when you are in that mode for too long, then it has an effect on your body and your health and your resilience. And what we're doing, what HeartMath coaches do is they help you to get aware of your stress patterns and when you experience depleting emotions. And then we're going to teach some exercises which can help you. And those exercises are focused on the heart, but you will notice the effects on the brain immediately. And that is really nice.
I was curious if a lot of people dealing with mental health issues sought out a heart math coach.
Yes, because I learned about heart math because I was a police officer and I'm from the Netherlands. And in the Netherlands, heart math is being taught to all police officers.
Really?
Yeah. Every police officer is trained with heart math techniques because, I still talk about we, but police officers, they have stress all the time. And they measured that it was during the day, it was increasing and increasing. So they taught the tools to the officers to get the resilience back again so they could stay sharp during their shift.
How has this made your brain happy?
Well, I became more aware of myself and what was depleting my energy. And by using these tools, and what's also fun, and you don't have to do it, but HeartMath also have biofeedback equipment. And you can really measure it by doing the exercise, and you can guide through the exercise. And so I bought a bio device to measure it, just a little Bluetooth device. And I started to use it, and I started to approach things differently. And you asked me earlier if many people with mental health problems use HeartMath or approach HeartMath coaches. Especially people with burnout, PTSD, people who are high in their stress levels because of their job or anything that happened. And that was also for me, I was very stressed and also heading to a burnout, but by using those techniques, that really helps.
She said techniques. What are the techniques? Meditating, mindfulness? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's a combination of everything. It's like you start to breathe real slowly, and best amount of time to breathe in and out is about 5 seconds, 4 or 5 seconds. And then you can focus on your heart and the area of your heart, and you visualize that the breath is going in and out through your heart. And you do that a couple of minutes. And what you also do is you recall or you bring to mind a situation of joy. Somebody you love, or a great holiday, or a pet you really love, and you imagine you're hugging him, and then you feel a feeling, and you maintain the feeling, and you keep that in that breath. So it's a combination of visualization, of breathing, and focusing on your heart. And the fun thing is, when you measure it, you can see the results immediately.
I thought this conversation was completely fascinating, but this last thing that she tells us completely blew my mind. But before she shares that, I wanted to give a big thank you to Janet for coming on today's episode. Make sure you connect with her over at yourexpedition.com. That is linked in the show notes.
Yeah, what is a fun fact? That is that the heart has a mini brain. Because you have neurons in your brain, but they're also measured, and scientists measured it, that there are neurons in your heart.
No way. And I did not know that.
Yeah. And they also noticed that there are way more signals from the brain. Not on the other way around, from the heart to the brain than the other way around. So it's really important to listen to your heart more. And maybe it sounds corny, but it isn't, because there are neurons in your brain and they're sending a lot of signals to your brain. So if you want to be happier, just focus on your heart and drop into your body.
If you want to be happier, focus on your heart and drop in to your body. Now, that little fact about neurons in your heart, that completely blew my mind, because sure, you're like me, where you've heard a lot about the neurons in our mind and neuroplasticity and so forth. And it's fascinating to know that there are neurological connections in our heart too. Fascinating. But listen, y'all, whether you are going on an artist date, standing next to a horse, or doing some math, heart math, make sure you take some time for yourself today, my friends, and make that brain of yours happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.